Hello and croeso to episode 118 of Alternative Wales, the podcast. The international break hangover is still lingering, but club football is back, whether we like it or not. So joining me this evening to round up all the action from the weekend is Rodri Davis. Rod, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Recorded on a Tuesday, so fresh as a daisy in relative terms, I think. So,
yeah, positive, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, all good.
And for some reason, Tommy Cowse has decided to go and watch Wrexham tonight instead of recording the podcast. Strange. Strange decision, I'm sure you all agree. But we've replaced him with someone just as capable and with a better moustache, son of Aberystwyth, Gwilym Hughes. How are you, Gwil?
Yeah, good. Yeah, just buzzing from our best performance of the season on Friday. So,
Abba's best performance of the season. Yeah, well, we're called off.
Yeah.
Took me a second then. I was wondering. Friday. We'll get on to Abba's woes shortly. But before we do start, I don't need to remind you once again to buy things from us. But I just want to say thank you to everyone who came on Friday night to St. Fagans. It was a really fun night, and hopefully everyone who came enjoyed watching it as much as I enjoyed chatting with the rest of the panel. I think it was pretty fascinating. Everyone had a good story to tell. And it was just nice to sort of see people catch up, have a drink, see the exhibition. Yeah, good fun. And hopefully we've got some more stuff of that ilk on the way soon. So keep your eyes out for that. So, football. I always find the first weekend after the international break quite weird. Especially when Wales have done well, usually find myself quite disengaged with club football and trying to, you know, feel like when Cardiff's lineup dropped 2 o'clock on Saturday, I was like, oh, really, really could do without this afternoon. and it sort of passes me by a bit. I think you sort of get out the flow of club football, especially when internationals happen. But yeah, we'll do our best to sort of cover as much as possible. I think we'll go around the houses, but for state of play thing, nothing really of note happened this weekend. So we'll start with the Welsh top flight, the Cymru Premier, and with Aberystwyth. Gwil, it's fair to say it's not been the best of starts for Aber. Probably not far off what most of us expected anyway. But regardless of a poor start, they're very much still alive. You know, they're not down and out by any stretch of the imagination. Picking up the odd points here and there. Draw against Connors Quay a couple of weeks ago was pretty impressive. But, you know, how do you assess the start of the season? You know, are you going to survive at this point, or are you quite worried about what's ahead?
Yeah, pretty shambolic. I think the only reason we're not dead and buried is just because there's a couple of teams above us which are doing fairly poorly as well. So, but yeah, and it's kind of, yeah, you said you find it hard to get re-engaged after the international weekend. And I think there's not really been a bright spot this season to begin engaging with so far. hopefully that changes at Pennebont on Friday. But yeah,
Pennebont needed as much as Aber at this point.
I think the level of elations will be similar to, as you know, the surprise win against Croatia almost.
Yeah, it's not been ideal. We knew it'd be a stretch. Colwyn Bay and Barry. I think it's only Aberystwyth on 5, Colwyn Bay on 8, and Barry on 9. I think. Without looking at the table. So very much still in the shout. Ponty is struggling at the moment. I'm going to ask you about Ponty shortly. But do I have enough to get out of there? You know, are they capable of getting enough results? You know, they've shocked Ballor this season. They got a good point against Connors Quay. Who's the other point against, Gwil?
Heck yeah, I can't remember. They've all just
managed. I remember.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
can you see them getting out of this? Or is it going to be the first relegation for Aber?
Yeah, I think it's almost. I think we need another club to free fall. Really, you know, we might. You know, I think by a stretch, the way we managed to sneak out just at the end of last season. That was going from that we had an Airbus below us. Was that Airbus?
Yeah.
You know, that was sneaking from 11th to 10th. Whereas, you know, that happens this year. We're sneaking from 12th to 11th. I just think there's a struggle with player retention. There's a struggle with budgets and stuff, but also the football shite. So we got local players trying to, they'd rather play for Penryn below us than, you know, bother returning for Aber.
Yeah, that is the issue, isn't it? I think at that level, you know, if you don't see yourself having a long future in the game and maybe trying to get into the professional game, why would you put yourself playing, you know, for ABBA and having to travel? Because there's no easy trips for ABBA, not even Haverford West is an easy trip.
Yeah.
There's a lot of traveling involved with playing for ABBA. And I think if you're going to play for Penryn Cork, you're only at least playing in half the country rather than the whole country.
Yeah.
Is the financial situation bad then, Gwil? Will relegation be a bit of a nail in the coffin for the club at this point? Or obviously they're not going to go out of business by any means, but maybe it wouldn't be as easy as coming straight back up.
No, well, I think the weird thing then will be that coming straight back up is, you know, will it be down to the 16 teams and the licenses and
that
will come in, you know? But I think it's one, it's just that they've never really struggled to, you know, we don't get massive crowds anyway, even, you know, and this is not just talking about the last couple of years, you know, the years before. And then the FAWs, well, they're downgrading the academy as well. I think that's almost struggling to compete anyway. It's almost like turn up for training if you've got any boots kind of thing. So it's,
worrying times, but fingers crossed, you know, I don't want to see them go down. Ponty seem to be the other team that might be in a bit of free fall at the moment. There were some rumours knocking around about finances and unpaid wages on Twitter, but I think most of that's been, denied. It's very much, I won't go into it too much because at the moment they are just rumours. There's nothing substantial. But Gwil, they've only scored 4 goals all season so far, 13 games. And they had a pretty tight defence. If you looked at their results earlier in the season, a lot of nil-nils, 1-0s here and there. But they just seem to have capitulated in the last few weeks and just losing heavily. Are they the sort of team you could see continuing to slip? Because I think Barry and Colwyn Bay have results in them. I think Ponty are the team that are probably looking the worst at the moment, other than ABBA. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, they're not really a community club and stuff like that. You know, so, you know, say as, or maybe Barry, you know, he started 3-4, but then, you know, people rally around. So whereas I think, you know, you haven't really got a fan base there because of what happened with the split before. So if, you know, if the boards can't really be fussed and then the players can't really be fussed, then, you know, who's there to try and, you know, to drive any change or drive a turnaround? And I don't think they have it.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. And it feels like if shit does start hitting the fan come January, there'll be plenty of clubs queuing up for some of their players. You know, Barry and Pennebon, I'm sure, would more than happily take a few of them off their hands. And all of a sudden, this, you know, it's people jumping from a sinking ship then, isn't it? And the ship continues to sink, maybe sometimes even quicker. But yeah, considering quite high expectations earlier in the season, a lot of money being splashed around. So fingers crossed, it isn't a financial issue, because it's never good to see anything like that, but rather than just a results issue at the moment, but one to keep an eye on. Elsewhere this weekend, obviously the league was heavily affected by the weather. But the standout results was Carnarvon beating Cardiff Met 5-1. Rod, I'm not sure if UEFA are ready for the Covies in Europe, but I'm sure their fans are starting to dream a bit at the moment. They're up to third. Unlucky, really good, considering I think all of us, other than Gwil, relegated Carnarvon at the start of the season, or at least had them in that conversation.
Yeah, I think they've confounded expectations from not just us. A lot of people I saw were saying they were in for a bit of a, you know, tough season. But the way they've been going from the off, Europe's more likely the relegation for the minute. So, and putting 5 past Met, or UWIC, as I like to call them, into cable tell. yeah, fair play. Quite rightly, they can be looking up rather than down now, isn't it? So, phenomenal start for them. But see if they can keep it consistent through the season now, because a lot of teams tend to have fast starts and maybe fade away. So, it's all positive signs there. Didn't manage to see. I haven't seen any of the highlights from the weekend, so can't comment on specifics. But for Carnarvon, very good.
Sean Bradley scored 2 free kicks as part of his hat-trick. Second one especially was really good. And that Adam Davis save signed from Airbus. Watched him play at Pennebont last season for Airbus, and obviously he was in a bad side. But he's got to be about 6'4", 6'5", and he's a big lump, but he's fit and physical.
Yeah.
But I think last season he was recovering from a leg break that happened the year before, but seems the move seems to have really paid off, and he's scoring quite regularly for them. And that Clark as well keeps popping up in the goals. And yeah, proving me wrong massively, eating my words with them. And to be honest, I think I was looking at the league at the moment. My prediction start of the season is looking abysmal at the moment. You know, the magic of such a small league is it doesn't take much to change your fortunes around. You know, we were looking at Pennebont a couple of weeks ago, and we were saying, you know, they were in a hunt for third again, looking good. And all of a sudden, they're down in seventh. Obviously, didn't play in the weekend because of the weather, but that's three defeats on the bounce for them. But all it takes, I was looking, it's only 4 points, I think, between seventh and third, and you're back in the European zone.
You'll get through those on Friday.
Bloody hope so. Bloody hope so. But this is it. And, you know, and Pennebont are struggling a bit with injuries at the moment. Quite a few important players are out. And because of the nature of the league, you can't keep deep squads unless you're TNS. It's hard to consistently keep going, especially when it's quite Saturday, Tuesday at the moment. Yeah, I think it was probably welcome that the game was off on Saturday. But TNS beat Barry elsewhere. They're just doing what they're doing now. Connors Key trying their best to keep up. They won 3-0 against Ponty, despite, I think, they drew in the week, which they drew two on the bounce.
A couple of draws on the bounce, yeah.
So
that's probably the end of it then. Yeah, in
terms of, yeah, that's the harsh reality of it. And they've just got to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And you can't be dropping points to ABBA if you want to win the league. No offense, ABBA. and then obviously Ballarat, three defeats in a row, and now they've had a good run and they're back in the hunt for top six. So plenty of football still to be played. ABBA, there's still a hope. You know, we've got the split as well coming up. So yeah, don't write off anyone yet.
Yeah, we could be in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would take some going. Yeah. You end up in the top six, then I'll definitely come and do that apology on the pitch or whatever. I promise, at the start of the season. Over to the English pyramid then. Defeats for Swansea and Cardiff this week. Gwyl, the Cardiff momentum has seemed to slow down a little bit. Results have dropped off since the little run we had after the Swansea game. How do you assess the current situation and the current form?
I'm still kind of happy with it. It's I feel like we're just in that edge at the moment where a little bit of quality is missing. So it's the really tight games that, you know, we're picking 0-1 points from, as opposed to, you know, 1 or 3 kind of thing. And I think that's what was missing on the weekend. Because you know we were all over them, but then, you know, lack of quality, man, we just conceded that once. I think that's the issue, as opposed to, you know, there's no directions there. We know what's meant to be happening. It's just, are the players good enough to be doing it, you know, to be pushing top half or not? And then
didn't Cardiff have a goal choked off on the weekend?
Yeah, bizarre.
It looked a bit soft. Was it for offside?
Keeper is offside. But I don't really know how much of a, you know, he was actually getting involved in play. It was a weird one, because the keeper still went for the header. You know, I don't think it necessarily stopped him. Bit harsh. And again, it could be a different result. But I feel like Gwyl, obviously, we're missing Ramsey now, whereas obviously we went on that run of 4 games, winning them all. And 3 of them were without Ramsey after the Swansea game. But it feels like the big question is over, you know, where the creativity is coming from. I've just seen the lineup now. Obviously, Cardiff are playing tonight and Callum Robinson is starting. Is that sort of, do you think, what was needed to go and, you know, we beating Huddersfield is sort of where we need to be at if we want to be, you know, hanging around that top half playoff places.
Yeah, but I think it's, you know, is that like if Robinson having an outstanding game might be enough, you know, for it to make a difference, as opposed to, I think, you know, but let's talk to, you know, we talked about the transfer embargo come in, and, you know, there might be more money than previously thought there. And I think, you know, I think if that can be done right, then, you know, we're, it's those games we're going to see, because we're going to see those losses turn into draws and draws turn into wins, like I said before. But I think without Ramsey, with it, I think it's, in the way we might be riding our luck with those 3 games without Ramsey, and now we're kind of being fired out, and we're kind of where we should be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think from my perspective is we just got to hang around the between sort of 7th and 14th heading into January, you know, and if we go and get a top centre forward, like I think that's the one glaring omission at the moment is a number 9 and obviously still rumoured to be Kiefer Moore, then we're within, you know, we're with every chance of making a run to the playoffs at the end of, you know, January, February into the run-in. On the other hand, Swansea lost to Leicester despite going ahead. No real shame in it. I don't think Leicester very much the team to beat.
I think they're going to run away with it in the league.
Yeah. I was looking earlier and I think Ipswich and Leicester already might have a like 6-7 point gap between them and the yeah, points. And then there's about 15 teams within about 3 points of each other below them.
Yeah. I think Leicester basically are a side that shouldn't have been relegated. And they've kept hold of most of that squad. Well, obviously some of the better ones have moved on, but then they've got that Pep Guardiola's assistant or whatever he is, he's come in and, you know, you give him money to spend on players as well. So, yeah, they just look too strong for this league. They're probably going to top 100 points in there, I think. But
they could even, well do.
Even with losing their star players, you know, they're still far too good for championship.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think Swansea can really... be too worried about that, but Rod, I think it seems to settle down a bit now. Those wins before the international break has given Duff a bit of breathing space, and I think they won't be far off being in a similar situation to Cardiff, where they've just got to stick around in that, you know, that batch of teams for the next few months before the run in.
Chance
of playoffs.
I think a bit like Cardiff. I think they've just had a really good winning run before that Leicester game, and it's really things were looking pretty bleak. I never thought they were in any relegation danger. There's some really shit teams down the bottom of the championship. There's 3 or 4 good wins, I think, on the bounce. A couple of good away wins as well. I think they trounced Millwall, didn't they?
Yeah, and beat Plymouth away.
Yeah, and Plymouth. So, yeah, looks to have turned the corner a bit there, and it's just proof that you just need to back your convictions with managers, isn't it, and stick with them. Clubs are too quick to change things, and sometimes they just need to get time to bed their ideas in. And I haven't actually watched much of the Swans or spoke to some of the boys I know who support them and how they're actually playing and whether they're enjoying the style or not, because I know that's really important to a lot of Swans fans, isn't it? But I think just going on that win runs could put him a hell of a lot more time, and yeah, I think them and Cardiff, Swans and Cardiff, are going to have to just keep ticking over with results and hang on in there, like you said. And you never know what come the end of the season, how tight it is, like usually from 6th to bloody 17th or whatever in the league. You've always just got to keep your nose in it. So I think it's going to be a similar story for both.
I agree. In League 2, Newport and Wrexham, I think both seem to have found where they're going to be in the league in the last few weeks. Newport drew 3-3 with Walsall on Friday night. Will Evans getting his 10th of the season, so great to see that he's still doing the job. He's now, I think he's top goal scorer in League 2 as well.
If there's chat about Mullin, you know, maybe making the outside of the world squad, then is there a chat about Will Evans doing it?
I think there should be. I think he has every right to be in the conversation.
Yeah, he's been on fire, isn't he? I think he's the only player to hit double figures so far in any of the league. Football league. Yeah. So,
but Newport sit in 19th, 5 clear of the drop zone. Gwil, how do you feel like their season's going? You know, I think we're probably seeing where Newport fans expected to be and where most people expected them to be. And I can't see it changing much between now and the end of the season.
No, yeah, I think it's, you know, if it'll have to be a shock, you know, if they had some bizarre like cash injection or something, you know, in January or something. But I think, you know, they're not, it doesn't seem, or, you know, at least the few Newport County fans I know, it doesn't seem like, you know, they're being robbed of results or they're, you know, punching above their weight either. They're just the way the fans expect to be as well.
Yeah.
Entertainment though, there's a lot of goals in their games, so you can't turn your nose up at that. I think they've had obviously the 3-3 draw, they're giving Wrexham a run for their money in terms of goals per game, you know, for and against. Wrexham,
Newport v Wrexham, when's that? Because that'll be like 10-10 or something.
I think that's December, so not too long to wait now. But yeah, looking forward to that one already. Wrexham starting to find a bit of consistency now and a bit of form after that ridiculous 5-0 defeat to Stockport last month. Obviously, we'll get Kaus's view on things when he's on next. But Rod, they're very much putting themselves in the promotion picture up to fourth now. Obviously, drawing to Bradford on the weekend, but a late win against Salford the week before. And like I said with Newport, they're very much finding where they're going to sit in the league this season, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're conceding less goals now, which is making it easier to win, because at the start of the season, they were having to score about five just to win a game. But yeah, I think point at Bradford, good results, because I think there's like a ridiculous crowd there for League Two, isn't there? It was 20,000.
Well over 20,000, yeah. I think Wrexham took 2,500.
Yeah, so yeah, phenomenal. That would have been good for them players to play in. And I think I saw a clip, they were robbed of a penalty, but you know, no point going in on that, because what's done is done and all that shit. But just the same story for Wrexham, really. I think there's three automatic promotions in there, so yeah, they just got to hang on in there around that third place. And because it's, oh well, obviously aim higher if you can, but they take any sort of automatic promotion this year without a shadow of a doubt. So if they can do, like we said about Swans and Cardiff, hang about towards those positions and just keep your nose in towards the end of the season, and then, you know, they'd probably be able to add a few players in January, I'd imagine. There'd be a bit of money there again. So just add the firepower and blitz the second half of the season, and who knows where that'll take them. But yeah, consistency was the issue at the start of the season. So good to see them, you know, not losing games then.
Yeah,
because they have drawn a few, but at least they're not losing. So after that Stockport defeat, it's the last defeat, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
just gotta keep on going on. And who have they got tonight? I think they got bottom of the table tonight, isn't they?
Sutton tonight. Yeah, so it should be
9-3. Maybe that's my prediction.
Two all after 85 minutes. And then...
That's sort of what they do now, isn't it? Like, I think maybe Ian Kaus mentioned it on the pod when I spoke to him, that when Wrexham were 2-1 down, they just sort of knew they were going to score.
Still expect to win, yeah.
It's bonkers. League Two's turning out. I think it's a really good size at the top of League Two. Stockport seem to be on an absolute...
They're pretty much Wrexham, but a year ahead, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Of
the investment they had there and going up the season before, so
yeah. Obviously Notts County, they're playing Newport tonight, so again, obviously
it's nice to see Notts County and Wrexham up the top again. They sort of knew that potential rivalry in it.
Yeah,
that'll be quite spicy later on.
They'll get an episode out of that.
and Crewe are up there as well, so I'm sure plenty to play for all of the EFL sides. Finally, with Merthyr, still getting good results. A 1-0 draw away to Hayes and Yeadon. Is it Yeadon or Yeadon? Yeadon. Anyway, it's them on the weekend. They're fourth at the moment in the league, so still in the mix. Sort of copy and paste what we've said about Wrexham, really. Just as long as you're hanging in there and you're thereabouts and you keep getting those results, then every chance of promotion. Or at least the playoffs for Merthyr this season. And finally, Gwyl, the Adran Premier. We're about 4, 5 or 6 weeks in, I think, I want to say. Maybe a little less. How are we looking? What's going on? Where are the stories? Who's doing well? Who's underperforming? Who's overperforming?
Cardiff are doing as expected. You know, just crying, you know, they were almost unbeatable last season. And they've cherry-picked players of other clubs. You know, they just seem rolling ahead by now, even though they drew to us at the start of the season. I think Wrexham surprised me just because I know they beat Brent Ferry to come up, but you know they weren't very impressive in cup teams against Premier sides last season. But you know they're in that top three bracket. Cardiff Met, who've lost players, and I think we said in our preview, you know, when you see signings at Adram Prem clubs, it's very, very, very unlikely you've actually seen them, so you've got no idea the quality that's coming in. I think, yeah, Met just haven't been able to replace. Ponty haven't, and I think, I don't want to add to rumours, but I think, you know, there's a money issue, I think, happening at Ponty. And then Barry, again, have just lost very but Barry, you know, fantastic, especially on, with their women's side, fantastic community club, but they've just, they lost the league's top scorer last season and just haven't been able to replace what they've lost.
Yeah, obviously Aber women started quite strong and looking all right. You did worry about relegation. Is that sort of still a bit of a problem in the background, but maybe less of a problem as you thought going into the season?
Yeah, I think maybe the drops that Ponty especially have had have been bigger than what I thought, and the same with Met. But yeah, no, I think, you know, yeah, they were incredible the first game of the season against Cardiff, and then we drew with them. You know, we got a drew at Cardiff Met, one of those sides where we've always performed really well at, but just never ever really gotten a result. And then, you know, I think we've still got Barry to play. It's one of those games. I think we're going to be, it might be like the first thing, we might be sneaking into that top four at the end. I just think it depends if TNS can find a bit of consistency, they might leapfrog us to it.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. Yeah, James Fishlock left Ponty this week amid obviously financial issues. It was something about they put out the change of direction or creative differences, whatever they wanted to call it. It was a bit of a vague statement. So yeah, one to keep an eye on as a whole there. But yeah. You heading to a game soon, Gwil? What's next on the calendar for you?
Losing to Bridgend on Friday.
Yeah.
Then we've got, it's actually our first, we kind of like to call them M4 games, really, the ones we can get to from Cardiff. It's our first one on Friday.
Yeah.
And then we've got Barry away next Saturday. So
brilliant.
And then if we can be bothered to go back to Aber, we might make a home game.
Well, I mean, it just seems like no one's bothered to go to Aber at the moment.
Yeah, I think half the population of Aber go into Penryn to watch the games on a Saturday now.
So. Oh dear, sad state of affairs. Right, that's your roundup of football done. Sorry, it was quick. But yeah, everything's just getting on with it at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward. I just can't stop thinking about Armenia and Turkey now in a couple of weeks and just counting down the days. Turkey sold out this week. Yeah, excited. See, we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. So on to Phillips next. Adrian Phillips, are you there?
Loud and clear, loud and clear.
Good to hear. Have you got anything for us this week?
Plenty, mate, sort of plenty.
Yeah, that makes a change. You phoned it in a bit last week, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I've taken my eye off the ball because I've gone back to scouting wannabe professional, or, well, no, not professional, wannabe footballers, I suppose. Yeah. But I was back in the hot seat this weekend, back in league action.
Great.
Where? The league been suspended. Because of pilgrimage, isn't it?
That's back on now.
Yeah, it's like a European break. Right. Where they go on pilgrimages instead.
I see.
Yeah, so we played Phil Jehovah's at home.
Phil Jehovah's?
Yeah, well, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses from Rill, like the Rill branch. Rill?
Have we said Phil then?
Phil.
No, Rill Jehovah's.
Rill, yeah.
Yeah. Phil Nil Rathin Nothing, that one. But I've neglected the team for a while because I've been on my jaunt and I was a millionaire for a bit.
What a surprise.
Fair, yeah, I remember when you were a millionaire about 3 weeks ago.
The bottom fell out of that. So I neglected the team. Some of the players are in jail, apparently.
Right, shock.
Some are awaiting trial.
Okay. Right, what for? Some of them.
There's too many of them. That one where he stole a train, like, in Pontypridd.
That guy.
Yeah.
Who was that then?
Yeah. Some fly-by-night. And then others have moved away for personal reasons.
Hmm. Yeah, they didn't want to end up in jail or hospital because that's the thing with your team, isn't it?
Wouldn't like to comment. But
got a new
what?
You've had to get a new squad.
No, not entirely. There's a few old hangers on there, but you know, we're going to need to bring them up every week. They've had publicity most weeks and nothing's happened. But there was a good hat trick from new super heavyweight Lee Marshall. So he can bench press 290 kilograms. He works on the tarmac and he's been courted by Frank Warren.
So he's an actual boxer.
Well, apparently, according to him, he's killed 4 opponents in the ring.
Oh, dear God.
But I'm not sure that's true. I think it's just bravado.
He also works in Aberdare's top nightclub, Transvaal's Inn.
But he can bang the goals in as well as bang people out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's massive, man. They didn't get near him, the Jehovah's Witness. Because half the time, right, they were trying to get all our players to fill out questionnaires and stuff and ask some questions. And yeah, the left back was hanging against the railings by the side talking some bloke for most of the game.
Taking the eye off the ball there.
Yeah. So, yeah, easy win against Trill Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
11.
How much does this box weigh?
Quite a lot.
Quite mobile.
No, I think John Harkin.
Yeah.
but like a cartoon version of him, like a big bloke.
With you?
Yeah, this
got you.
He's good with his head, and defenders don't really want to get near him.
What was the final score?
6-0 this one.
All right. Okay.
Or something. Yeah,
it's lost interest there. Yeah, but I've got new news.
Great.
New
okay.
news. Yeah. Rodney's agreed to be a new assistant manager, stroke chief scout for me.
Is he?
Me?
You.
No, I haven't.
Well, you are going to.
All right.
You send that box around.
Okay.
So we're off to Spain next week.
Okay. Anything planned while you're there?
Well, as we know, for the last 18 months, I've been trying to crack the Cymru Prem.
Mm.
So I've ended up in various leagues because of bureaucracy and just the general contempt my team is held in.
I think the woke brigade, you called them last week. Or something.
Is it? Well, it doesn't sound like me. But anyway. there's been various setbacks on the way to the top of the Cymru Prem.
Yeah.
But we're going for it next year.
What?
Yeah, right. Understatement of the
fucking
century.
What's this got to do with Spain then?
Well, if I buy most of the players from Spain, they're better players, aren't they?
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
And then if we get the AstroTurf that I want,
yeah,
we can play football on the ground because that Aberdare roundabout pitch is neglected now.
Aberdare.
Abercanon, I mean. Sorry.
Aberdare,
my mind, yeah.
Everything right, Phillips? No. You know, a bit slow of mind recently. I think you've been to the doctors of late, though.
Do you think I need to?
Probably. Very forgetful and a lot of...
You can get on,
How old are you?
My rock and roll lifestyle is not conducive to remembering things. So, yeah, we're going to try and go to Spain next week.
Mm.
So, if you've ever heard one phoned in, it'll be next week.
Okay.
So I'm coming with you to Spain, am I?
Yeah.
Have I got a choice?
No, unfortunately not.
There we are then. Sorry, Ray, I won't be on next week's pod.
It'll be.
Oh.
Live and direct, mate.
There we are.
So we're off to Spain next week. And I've got further notes here. It says, Ian Dress sprained his ankle. A new goalkeeper, Hugh Crock, played well, as did Ryan Argyle.
Who are these players? More new names.
Hey, I don't have to name a squad in this league, so it's fine.
Ringers all every week, is it?
Yeah.
There we are.
But I'm pretty hacked off with this league, Ross. It's pointless.
Sounds like it with a fucking super heavyweight boxers scoring hat tricks.
Double hat tricks.
Yeah.
Did he score double hat trick? I can't remember now.
It was 6-0.
Yeah, there we are. He did score 6. Well, watch him, Will. <Yeah. laughs> You were that bloke that left back was talking to.
Yeah. I was knocking doors nearby.
Oh, yeah. What colour is your tie, brown? hopefully this league will be... Well, I think we've actually won the league.
Yeah,
sure. Pull out.
Yeah.
But then... My
any news on any news what? On the Flat Earth United after they an exploded bomb?
They haven't played since because there's an exploded bomb in their pitch.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But any news on everyone all right?
Yeah, season's plateaued, is it?
well, as I've said at the start, a few players are waiting trials. Some are in jail, and others have moved away for personal reasons.
There we are.
From Carmarthen Flat Earthers as well?
No, That's what he was asking about.
Oh, is it?
Come on.
I think they disbanded.
I'm going to take you to a Spanish GP next week, mate, to find with you in Spain. So, yeah.
The Grand Prix?
Yeah.
They're on the one.
Yeah, you could drive your fucking Datsun, fucking Datsun Sandero, whatever. Yeah, whatever the fuck car you've got.
If there's any Bedford Rascal races on tracks.
Still got a car hanging about it.
Yeah, good van though. Sleeping as
what, what about your Lamborghini Murcielago gold plated or whatever it is? Is that still knocking around or?
No.
Great.
No.
Okay.
Very coy there. Tapping with all this money then.
Take it off my hands.
Dear.
There will be an expose on that when I'm allowed to talk about it.
Great.
Well, there I'll we probably go. Do the expose as a shop, everyone.
You're a grassy.
If there's money involved, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway,
that's the real character of the man.
Yeah. So I'm just going to form a committee to keep the team going, and I'm going to swerve it for the rest of the season, I think.
Yeah,
Great. Already given up on it.
It's not given up, is it? I just won the league easily, so.
In October.
Never see anything through. How many failed ventures have you had now? You've got to have to start asking questions yourself. Have a look in the fucking mirror, Phillips.
I was a relatively successful scout. Agent.
Zero players signed by zero clubs.
I wish I got the Gruger club in the end. My Lenin pub was good until obviously political.
He gets boycotted by everyone. Yeah.
Politics got in the way of that venture, yeah, so yeah. You know, I was doing good trader.
It was a Dancio Guerin nightclub.
That was in bloody where was it? Barmouth. That wasn't very well. It was caught fire early doors.
Mysterious shock. Fire.
Because it turns out you cannot put a Dancio Guerin beat to techno music successfully because
so you opened the club before you figured that one out. You based the whole nightclub around somebody you figured out at the time.
Well, I thought you could speed up Dancio Guerin music, but everyone who does Dancio Guerin is average age 65.
Nice of you to consult the mirror and no one else again.
You've got to have confidence in yourselves, boys.
There we are. That's words to live by.
Absolute fucking fool of a bloke.
So I got to go pack now.
Yeah, go on then.
To Spain, we'll call in from Spain next week.
Looking forward to it already.
Yeah, good. I'll send you some pictures of some, I don't know, hands probably.
There we are.
Cans. Enjoy yourself. Fans.
Good stuff.
Nice one.
Yeah, good.
When are you picking me up? When are you picking me up?
You'll find your own way to the airport, mate.
All right, I will be going then.
So you're taking him hostage, but he's got to find his own way to the airport.
Hostage? My assistant manager, no?
Yeah. Coerced to death.
Yeah, well, basically, I want you to run the team, or so I can't be bothered anymore. I'll go find someone else to do. Anyway, I've got to go. I'm probably boring people here.
Yeah.
Off you go, then.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Have a rest with Tony, the new owner.
Yeah, new owner, new coach, new players.
I can sort that out quite easily. I do that in a week, usually. Right, got to go. Irons in the fire, etc.
Good.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Light
is still here.
Welcome back to part two of the pod. We're going to start with our game as usual. I'm going to do things a little bit differently this week. It's not a Wales game. I've toyed. I wanted to do a Wrexham Leeds game in the past. Never played each other. As Gwilym is a Cardiff fan, Rodri is a Leeds fan. We're going to go to the famous game back in 2002, the infamous FA Cup tie, Cardiff City 2, Leeds 1. And I'm going to allow you to choose from either side. You don't have to pick your own team. You can go Cardiff or Leeds. So there's 22 players available. And I think because there's so many players available, we're going to go five goes each. So it's going to be like a proper penalty shootout. And the winner after five wins, we'll go to sudden death. Gwil, as the guest, you could decide whether you're going to go first or second. Based on if you win the flip, what am I going to flip is the question. I don't know. What am I going to flip?
This year.
It's an envelope belonging to my girlfriend. It's got a name on the front, and nothing on the back. So, would you like the front or back of the envelope?
Yeah, I've got the name side, I think.
Yeah, name side. It's the back. Sorry. So, Rod, you can choose.
Surprise turnout of events of the flip.
Yeah. Well, you can choose whether you want to go first or second, yeah.
Let Gwil go first. Fuck it. It doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't really at all. Yeah. So, Gwil, you can choose Cardiff or Leeds. You're going to get five goes. Obviously, we'll take it in turns, not five off the bat.
Yeah.
Thanks for choosing this game, right, by the way. Thank you. Very nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. I can't remember what I have for breakfast. And then, right treat.
To be fair, Rod, to be fair, as obviously it's not a well-remembered game from the Leeds perspective, but it's a classic Leeds team. It's a classic Leeds team.
Oh, I don't know. They had about 30 players with about 10 million plus, so I don't know which one of those was in the team.
Yeah. All right.
Any Ridsdale spent in the bloody squad. It could be any. Yeah, but there we are.
Come on, then, Gwil.
Nathan Blake first, isn't it?
Nathan?
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of the wrong one, aren't I?
Yeah, 2001.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I'll go with Nathan Blake.
Wrong. God, that's a shocking start.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Okay. This may not go as well as I thought it was.
Yeah.
Rod.
Mark Viduka.
Correct.
Scored the goal, I think, for Leeds. Yeah.
Yeah. Gwil.
Peter Thorne.
Unbelievably, no.
Oh, fucking hell.
So this isn't going well at all.
No.
Rod.
He didn't have any Aber versus Leeds games, did he?
Andy Legg.
Correct. 2-0. Come on, Gwil, you've got to stay in it, yeah.
Jonathan Woodgate.
Jonathan Woodgate, nice. 2-1. Rod.
Alan Smith.
Correct. Red card on 43 minutes.
Yeah. Didn't he elbow Andy Legg?
I think it was Andy. Yeah.
That's why I remember both of them.
Yeah. Okay. Gwil. We haven't even got on the goal scorers yet. Come on.
Yeah, my head's gone now after that. Nathan Blake. Paul Parry. Is it this point?
Paul Parry. No.
Fuck you out.
Well, you've lost. Rod, do you want to finish it off?
Graham Kavanagh scored.
Graham Kavanagh, yeah. Well, Gwil, I'm disappointed. I was
Scott
excited.
Young start as well. Or?
Scott Young started. Yeah,
I was surely waiting because
I didn't know if he started or not. I wouldn't have been apprehensive. Cardiff was Neil Alexander, Scott Young, Andy Legg, Spencer Pryor, Danny Gabardon, Willie Boland, Mark Bonner, Graham Kavanagh, Robert Earnshaw, Paul Brayson, and Gavin Gordon, who was replaced on 79 minutes for Leo Fortune West.
Oh, fuck.
And then Leeds was Nigel Martin, Danny Mills, Gary Kelly, Rio Ferdinand, who went off on 22 minutes injured.
Someone else's wife was unbelievable.
Jonathan Woodgate, Ian Hart, Lee Bowyer, David Batty, Alan Smith, Mark Viduka, Robbie Fowler.
Yeah, that is pretty classic. Yeah. Robbie Fowler, maybe not, but yeah, everyone else, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Lee Bowyer helters that day because he'd just been arrested.
Yeah, put Bowyer for Strange Ways, they were all singing, weren't they? Something like that.
Lee Bowyer, who I want to know.
That's not in jail. That's the period of time when David O'Leary, that was January, wasn't it? That was when Bowyer and Woodgate. It was after the Christmas party, I think. They beat up that Asian student or were involved in that whole thing.
Is that what it was? They beat up an Asian student? I knew they were fighting in a nightclub.
Yeah, it was... I don't think they were in the racially motivated gang, but they were helping out their mates who were Denver racial motivated, I think, which wasn't a very good look at all. It was an Asian student. There was another player, Tony Hackworth. He was a youngster at the club. I think he was involved in it as well.
That sounds like a Phillips player.
Yeah.
Tony Hackworth.
That was just before that Cardiff game. And then Cardiff beat Leeds. And then that's
the fucking
start. That was the start of it. And they only just recovered, really, in recent years. But shambles.
One day, maybe, Rod, we'll do Cardiff Leeds, but the last game Cardiff Leeds played in the Championship before Leeds got relegated, because I bet that's a ridiculous team.
What's that? The team...
The team that got relegated from the Championship, because I wouldn't even know where to begin with.
Oh, Christ,
that.
With Dennis Wise in charge.
Dennis Wise was manager, was he? I didn't even know that.
What a shambles of a team that would be. I could probably name them, though, as grim as it is, but yeah.
Save that for another day, then. Bill Kenwright's died, the Everton chairman.
Yeah, I did see that. I've seen the mayor of Liverpool's tweeted something like incendiary words as well about Everton fans basically hurting more than his cancer or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, ex-mayor of Liverpool, yeah.
Good stuff. Right, let's do some questions.
Maybe leave that out if I'm wrong.
By all means. Just good stuff, you know. You know what I'm trying to say, everyone. Apologies. Yeah, right. I've got many questions this week. Maybe something we said, I don't know. But we'll
has start. Bush even put one in this week?
Yes, it was a late.
Oh yes, yeah, it was.
But yeah, it's an absolute crap one again from Bush.
yeah, that's why we're not getting more questions now. Is yeah.
I keep slagging people's questions off. Liam Geraghty's asked an absolute great question here. What's the highest number you've ever counted to? And he puts a caveat: you have to have been counted. They have to have been counted out loud, so you can't have done it in your head. Gwil, how high have you counted?
Actually, yeah, it's like a sleeping technique. It was just a count up to 300 because that's 5 minutes. And if I haven't done that, then I just start again.
Saying it out loud, just in bed.
That's why you couldn't sleep. It just sounds exactly, in prospect of the count.
I know I've definitely counted to 300 out loud, so I'll go with that.
There we are. Rod.
Oh, I doubt I've counted over 100 out loud, to be honest. In the day, what was the hide and seek? What was the usual counting down from 100, probably, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or does he mean counting up or down? Because I don't think I counted up to 100. Maybe I've counted down from 100.
I can't see me ever going over 60. And that would only be if I'm counting the seconds in a minute, but I don't even know if I've done that.
Not out loud?
No.
Who counts out loud?
Me.
Will, are you counting out loud in bed trying to sleep? That's idiotic. There we are. Don't have to be a sleep therapist to tell you that's where you're going on.
Get on the mic said favorite Beatle and favorite Beatles tune. Gwil, are you a Beatles aficionado?
No, not at all.
There we are. But, have you got a favourite Beatle?
Yeah, Volkswagen. And then kind of... But I think favourite song, I'll have to go with Hey Jude from Grand Anderson.
Nice. Do you have a favourite member?
Not really.
No. Good. Rod, what are your thoughts on the Beatles?
Yeah, don't mind them. They're right. Good.
Have you got a favourite song?
They're not my favourites in the whole world, but they can't doubt that they're pretty good. They've got some good songs. I was going to be funny and say Dung Beetle, but Quillen already did a funny joke about. favourite song, Let It Be, I think, is my favourite. Okay. Don't know why. It's because that version where that Russian army choir sing it, and that guy's got the most deep voice you've ever heard.
Like I've seen
it. worth YouTubing if you haven't seen it. It's ridiculous.
Check that out.
I think that's the sole reason I like that song the most from the Beatles. Favorite member? Oh, we have to go for one of the dead ones. Paul McCartney. Oh, I don't know about him. And Ringo Starr seems a bit of a...
He's a dick, isn't he?
Cancer, on his social media. So let's just say John Lennon. He wanted peace and... That's what we want in these tough times.
Man after your own heart, hashtag imagine.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, imagine. Yeah.
Imagine all the nuclear bombs. I don't think that was the line, was it?
It could be a strap line to have a season, I think. And then...
Or maybe the original Paul McCartney. Maybe I go for him because he was replaced.
Oh, in that case, can I go for Ringo Starr whilst he was voicing Thomas the Tank?
And then... Yeah.
Just for Thomas the Tank work. I'm going to go with Paul, to be fair. I think he's probably the best one. John Lennon, too problematic. Yeah. Ringo's a dick. And George. is the other one. George is great, to be fair. He's got My Mind Set on You, is a great solo track.
Yeah, he's got some huge credits on some songs, isn't he, George Harrison? He's a good songwriter, isn't he, I think?
Yeah. I like In My Life, I think. I think that's probably up there for me. Hey Jude, obviously a belter. Helter Skelter's good as well.
I really like Frog Song, but that's just Paul McCartney, isn't it?
Which one's Frog Song? I think that's
a solo career, that was. Wings, was it? Maybe, I don't know. Were they involved?
Yeah, I just remember Rupert the Bear was in the video. So it's
kind of...
Right.
What's the other one he does? He did a version of My Love of Kintyre, didn't he?
Did he?
Anyway.
Good stuff, Rod. Good stuff. Lady Pixie says, which do you prefer, a Tunnux tea cake or a caramel wafer? Rod?
Don't know what a caramel wafer is. Is it just what it says in the tin?
It's just a heavy fucking caramel wafer.
Oh, is that the golden red wrapper?
Yeah. I'm a tea cake.
I think I'll go for the caramel wafer.
Yeah.
Tea cake's all right, look.
Yeah. Oh, definitely tea cake. I think wafers are just like the Lib Dems of snacks, aren't they? They're kind of. You don't really hate them, but you know they're not lighting a fire in your pants.
Yeah. I'm totally with you there. Tea cake for life. Wafers just
sound Lib Dems for me.
The Podfather. Good question, yeah, because this is going to make me look like a twat. But there we are. Cheers, Dad. He says, Welsh football and the Red Wall have put Wales on the map in recent years. So more people across the world know about Wales and the Welsh language. But would you recognise Wales in an alternative language? So I've got Wales written down in five languages here. It may give you more context to go and read them yourself, because I will probably disgrace myself here. The first one is in a alphabet I don't know, but if I was to hazard a guess, it would be
Nicrylic or
something. Nitiu. I don't know. Anyone want to make a shout on what that might be?
Can you get the Google Translate woman to read it out? Maybe
that's a good shout. Actually, let's see what. Oh no, it'll come out in my ears. It would be pointless then because I've got headphones on.
Yeah,
too much point. Admin. Any guesses?
It doesn't quite look Georgian. So I wonder if he's. Has he got Armenian or as area or something?
Yes. Can you ask him the question?
Yeah,
let me have a look. He's got it.
It is Armenian, but the rest you can look at.
I'll have a look now.
It's a good shout, Gwil. Good shout, yeah. Next is Wells, which is U-E-L-S.
You can write it Wells. Are these all anywhere in the world, is it?
Yeah. Well, Europe.
Europe.
Has he just gone for the... Oh, no, wait. No, there's not enough. I was going to say, has he just gone from the...
One the group. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what he's done, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
Latvia. Wales.
No.
Estonia?
No. It's Azerbaijan. You did mention it already. But for the other one.
Yeah.
Velsa. V-E-L-S-A.
Greece. No. Oh, no, they'd have their own alphabet as well.
It's already been mentioned.
Latvia?
Correct. Nice quote. And Gala.
G-A-L-A. Losing to Bayern Munich right now. Got it on the telly. Good.
Gala.
Belgium?
No. Good podcasting, boys.
Do I get another go?
If you want another
break
go.
The silence.
Yeah. Just keep shouting countries at me if you want.
Yeah, Liechtenstein?
No. They don't have their own language, do they? They speak German, you donut.
All right. Now, come on then.
I don't know where the insult at donut came from then.
Yeah.
Very PG of me.
Norway, you clown.
Well, do I have one guess on this?
Yeah, Croatia.
No, it's Turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, Wallia. W-A-L-I-A. a Walia.
Walia.
Croatia.
Walia.
Nope.
It wasn't the last one, Croatia.
No, the last one was Turkey.
Oh, that was a guess. Sorry.
I've seen before. Norway.
It's not. It's bloody Poland, everyone. Well done.
Bloody Poland.
No problem with Poland. But Gwil, you win that because you got Armenia and Latvia. So well done. Very good stuff. Right.
I got TK right as well.
Right. Boosh. Here we go. This is appalling, Boosh. They call him Judge. His last name is Dread. So break the law and you wind up dead. Truth and justice are what he's fighting for. Judge Dread, the man, he is the law. Moshed out Anthrax. So who is your favorite weekly comic character? I love the Beano and 200 AD. Now, I never really read comics because I am a child
generation.
I am just on the tail end of millennials. I qualify as a millennial. Just
a millennial.
But
what am I then?
You're a millennial as well.
Am I?
Yeah, I think millennials like 88 to 94, 95, something like that.
I'm just in as well.
Yeah.
I think I'm one of the cool ones that used to get comics. So
yeah. What was your favorite Beano, comic character?
I used to get a Beano and I used to like Calamity James, I think it was the character.
He was Roger the Dodger for me, I think.
He was all right actually. And the Bash Street Kids as well. Yeah. Plug is it? That's the one. They were shaming people for their looks back then. It was a widespread problem in these comics, I think. But yeah,
they all play for Agent Phillips now.
Yeah. There was one I used to like in the Beano was they used to have a football one.
Oh, right.
Ball Boy, I think it was called. But yeah, don't know why. No, Beano, that's all I used to get. I don't know any other comics. Dandy was the occasional.
Yeah, it was like it was like Blur Oasis when it had Beano and Dandy.
Yeah.
From what I gather.
Or if you asked your mum for a Beano, she'd come back to the shops with a Dandy. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuming. Yeah. I didn't, like I said, to really have comics, but I guess the closest would be, was it Matchman? You know, in Match magazine, there was a little mascot. Yeah. I think he was the Matchman or something.
Did you know I won a digital camera from writing into Match magazine?
Did you really? When he
had the Matchman's letter section, I think it was. And the best letter won prize.
Right.
And it was a digital camera. I can't remember what I wrote in. Something daft about international football and what they to make it better or something.
I would love to read that letter, Rod. Yeah.
Should have kept it really, because it's only one of the few things I've ever won. Like, so.
Gwil, any further thoughts on the comic book world?
No, just I think if there'd been a Power Rangers question, then I think I'd be well more versed in the response. I think
Power Rangers guy, are you?
Yeah,
not into that. What's that? There's a typical type of comic that people are well into in it, like
What's the Japanese stuff?
Yeah, that stuff. What's it called? I was just going to make a cheap, shitty joke about that and porn or something. I don't know.
There we are. That's a nice place to leave it. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot.
What you get, Boosh. This is what you get, Boosh, for writing rubbish questions.
Will, you're going to pick a track to play us out because you've been to Soon Festival this weekend. I don't know if you might want to pick particular favorite, but I'll come to you in a bit after I've asked Rod if he has any closing statements. Do you, Rod?
No, not really, not this week. Don't know what's going on. Just a lot of work happening at the moment, so it's just let's all hold hands for peace and keep on trucking.
It's beautiful. Gwil, any closing statements from you, and what song are you gonna play us out with?
Yeah, and no closing statements really. Yeah, I don't really want to think about the coming Prem now the international window's over. I'll pick a track though. Can I pick Marconi by Metal again? I know I've picked them before, but they're...
Yes, they've released it this week, haven't they? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And the new album's out very shortly as well, so it's well worth a listen. Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing that. I'm seeing Melon tomorrow. in the garage in London. So that'll be fun.
I'm going on Thursday to
in the Globe. They're playing in Cardiff.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
looking forward to that tomorrow. Any other highlights from soon this weekend, Gwil?
No, well, that's kind of
bullshit.
I was kind of beating off a flu, so I was going in and out and picking out. There's a nice. They're a London band actually, right? Called Picture Parlor, but the drummer's from Abergavenny. So
I saw their name pop up a couple of times. I think they might have done some stuff with the NME. But yeah, I'll check them out. Right, that rounds it up nicely. Thank you very much, boys. Thank you very much for listening. And just thank you, football, for continuing to give us stuff to talk about. Beautiful thing. Marconi by Mech is going to play us out. We've been Alternative Wales. You've been the listeners. Goodbye.